Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. How has your day been? I'm having a glorious day. Hallelujah. Remember, always be joyful, always be hopeful, and always have faith in God. Hallelujah. Today in the Rhapsody of Realities, Pastor Chris is saying, settle it in your life. Hallelujah. And the scripture reading is taken from Psalms chapter 119 verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119 verse 89. Pastor says, never accept anything contrary to what the word says about you. Never question the integrity of the word. Believe and accept and affirm that you are who God says you are. You have what he says you have, and you can do what he says you can do. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Never challenge God's word. Always believe it. Always affirm. That means confirm it by saying it. And you know, Pastor says, you have what he says you have. If God says you are a joint heir with Christ, that means you jointly own everything with Jesus Christ. Believe it and say it. Pastor says, let the word of God give you a new mentality, a new way of thinking. Don't say you're sick just because you felt the symptoms of sickness in your body. To talk that way is to take sides against the word. The word says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and thank God he does, that same spirit shall vitalize your mortal body. And that's Romans chapter 8 verse 11. So Pastor says, your confession therefore should always be, I am vitalized by the Holy Spirit. Divine health is my nature and one of the many blessings I have and enjoy in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? You can say, I'm vitalized by the Holy Spirit. Divine health is my nature and one of the many blessings I have and enjoy in Christ Jesus. If you are experiencing weakness, doubt, discouragement or lack, don't accept these anomalies as what your life should be. Your life is for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Don't accept discouragement. Don't accept depression. Remember, your life is for the glory of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, in the Amplified Classic Translation, it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. The word of God is practicable. When you read a scripture like this, you must respond. You must say, blessed be God, my life is full of the glory of the beauty, wisdom, and excellence of the Spirit. And I manifest this to my word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word says, all things are possible to a believing one. Respond by saying, yes, Lord, because of your ability that's at work in me, my potentials are limitless. Hallelujah. I have an increasing, ever-increasing capacity to do more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Always rejoice in the word. Confirm it. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? I have an ever-increasing capacity to do more. The word of God will work for you only when you give it the right response. Yes, God's word is all-powerful and settled in heaven, but you have to settle it in your life by your affirmations. Hallelujah. He has said that we may boldly say. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. Hallelujah. Remember, Pastor said, the word of God is all powerful and settled in heaven, but you have to settle it in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shall we take these confessions together? My life has been fashioned and planned by God for excellence. I walk in divine health. I walk in prosperity and in righteousness. Christ is my ability and competence. And through Him, all things are possible to me. I know who I am, what I have, and I can do all things in Christ. My potentials are limitless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can take these scriptures as part of your further study. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 to 11. Mark chapter 13, verse 31. Hallelujah. God bless you.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.